What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of Max Kellerman and Jalen Rose being fired from ESPN. But before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. All right, let's get into it.
Me and my team will never be link up. They wanna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no, they're waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
I really mean it. You can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Don't forget about the Dizzle Brand merch. You got the hats. You got the t-shirts and much more. Go to merchandise store on DizzleBrand.com or go to Etsy.com, ETSY.com/shop/ Dizzle Brand, or you can go to Etsy.com and just search for Dizzle Brand. Also check out, they got the Dizzle Brand gummies. Go to DizzleNova.com. I repeat, DizzleNova.com. Check out the new gummies. You got the berry, got the lemon, and got the blueberry as well. All right, let's get into this.
Sports take of the week. The award goes to Jalen Rose.
Can we retire using Mount Rushmore? That should be offensive to all of us. Especially Native Americans, indigenous people, who were the first people here before Christopher Columbus. That land was stolen for them. Let's stop using the term Mount Rushmore when we're talking about our favorite rappers, talking about our favorite movies, we're talking about our favorite players.
All right. It's funny he says that because I just posted two posts about Mount Rushmore of producers and Mount Rushmore rappers. And, I don't recall people getting too offended at all, but Jalen Rose, apparently.
Hey, guys. So we got to talk about ESPN, which is a sports network. I guess you can call it a sports network. I mean,
supposed to be.
More than anything, it's more political than sports oriented nowadays. It's almost like watching CNN, right? Watching ESPN.
Yeah.
But ESPN is owned by Disney. Disney is woke. Therefore, nobody should be surprised that ESPN is woke. However, ESPN has been struggling, okay? They have been struggling. They are more relevant than they have ever been, especially after the pandemic, which happened to line up with a moment in our country where we were probably the wokest we've ever been, okay? Following George Floyd's death, ESPN, all of sports went super duper woke, and that turned off a ton of people, okay? A ton of people turn it off and say, look, we don't want our sports mixed with politics, okay?
I got to stop right there. I've always said that. Why I've always said I don't want politics in my sports? Because every other form of entertainment already has politics in them. There's already politics in music. There's tons of political rappers. There's politics in the movies, tons of political movies. Every form of entertainment has politics in it. Then guess what? It's not entertaining. It's not entertainment no more. Comedy has politics in it too, you know, and that's fine, you know, but comedy makes you laugh. You know, comedy's funny. It's not really always meant to like lecture you or shame you, or it's just meant to give you a good laugh. You know, politics nowadays, the sole purpose seems like it's to shame people into agreeing with their politics. Let's keep it moving.
Political agenda that was being pushed by ESPN and again, all the woke sports leagues. Now, fast forward just a few years into the future, you have ESPN issuing massive layoffs because they're trying to cut costs. And guess who they are letting go first, right? Guess who they're letting go? They're letting go of the wokest talent at the company because ultimately, at the end of the day, wokeness does not pay the bills, okay? It does not pay the bills, right? And ultimately, these companies are going to try to keep the lights on. They're going to try to pay the bills. So with that being said, I want to talk about this layoff because you have people like Jalen Rose, who's super woke, Jeff Van Gundy, who's a legendary ESPN basketball commentator. He's out too. Max Kellerman, who's also woke, he's gone. Keyshawn Johnson gone. Yeah, ESPN is letting go a lot of guys, and this is kind of shocking people because these are staples at this network. So let's read about it. The moves, first reported by the New York Post, Andrew Mark Chad, are part of the company's cost-cutting initiatives. They are the first high-profile names of what is expected to be upward of 20 on-air personalities let go as the network tries to figure out their future direction. Travis Clay says, ESPN's business is tanking, and they are going to be firing many of the highest-paid talents today. Jeff Van Gundy was really good on games, in my opinion. Marchelin reports that Van Gundy's contract was not up. However, his salary was in the millions of dollars. Still, fans across social media were shocked by the news after becoming accustomed to hearing Van Gundy and Mike Breen as ESPN's main NBA broadcast team for 16 years. The former Knicks and Rockets head coach joined the network after the 2006-2007 season. Former Warriors head coach Mark Jackson eventually joined the ESPN broadcast booth too. According to The Athletic, Gundy only found out about ESPN's decision this morning. Yeah, I mean, they must be really going through it, right? Financially, they must be really going through it to let somebody like Jeff Van Gundy go. Yeah, I mean, that is a pretty surprising one. Now, one that I'm not surprised about is Jalen Rose, who is super woke and has had some very dumb takes, okay? So let's read about this one. This one's hilarious. Jalen Rose also going from ESPN, and perhaps a more shocking move based on the network's political leanings. Jalen Rose was also fired this morning. The NBA countdown and former host of the failed Jalen and Jacoby show was known for such, quote, hot takes, like saying Mount Rushmore is racist. This past April, Rose also insinuated that Hall of Fame coach Phil Jackson was also racist because he won championships, quote, on the backs of black athletes. Let's also not forget that time when Jalen Rose basically called for an all-black Olympic.
Let me stop right there. Okay, first of all, my favorite president is on the Mount Rushmore, and that's Theodore Roosevelt. I wouldn't be self-employed business owner, and nor would anybody else in America if it wasn't Theodore Roosevelt going after monopolies like he did. Then you got Lincoln on there, okay. And then he said Phil Jackson was racist because he won championships on the backs of black people. That'd be like me saying I'm racist because I do a shit ton of free promotion for Dizzle, which is a black-owned business and 33% owned by a good friend and mentor of mine who happens to be black. It's like, where do they come up with these analogies and these narratives? You know what I'm saying? That, you know, like, you do something together. Like, I wonder what Michael Jordan, like, thinks about this one, really. Like, and Jalen Rose, like, I'm going to be straight up. I used to hate Jalen Rose when he played for Michigan Wolverines. And I actually started to like him a lot more as he got out the NBA and was a sports analyst and sports debater and whatnot. But yeah, that's just a crazy take. Let's keep it moving.
Team, after calling Kevin Love, who's white, a token, right? Saying that he was only on the team because of tokenism and that he wished that the team was all black, right?
It has nothing, it can have nothing to do with that he did average 20 and 10, but 20 and 20 before he went to the Cavs, was the third best player on a team that went to four straight NBA finals. I mean, it could have nothing to do with that, right? And it could also have, I guess, nothing to do with that, you know, a lot of superstars and a lot of people wasn't trying to participate. A lot of people wasn't really trying to participate. Let's keep it moving.
Which to me sounds racist.
I'm excited about the roster, and I assume and I know we're going to win the gold. But I'm disappointed in something. As I do this show every day, I do it in front of a picture of Tommy Smith and John Carlos raising their fists at the Olympics. I also know the favoritism that Christian Laettner was shown when he got a chance to be put on the Dream Team ahead of Shaq and Alonzo.
And let me stop right there. Should Christian Laettner have been on the Dream Team? I definitely think it should have been Shaq because he was the clear favorite number one overall pick. But Jalen Rose, first of all, is a little biased towards Duke, which I am too because I'm a Tar Heel fan. Jalen Rose hates Duke, who beat him in the college NCAA finals. So there's that. There's the Duke hate and biasness going on. And let's not forget, like, Duke did go to back to, they did win back-to-back NCAA finals. Duke won back-to-back NCAA finals, which is very hard to do. They clearly had, like, three or four dudes on that team that were, like, first-round picks. They had three first-round picks on that team alone. Maybe four. Like, let's not forget, like, that was the start of Duke really becoming Duke, man. Back-to-back, Christian Laettner, he hit the game-winning shot in the finals. Like, come on, man. All due respect. Yes, it should have been Shaq, but, like, it's not, like, was it out of the realms of possibility that it could have been Christian Laettner? Like, you can argue for Christian Laettner just as much as you go argue for Shaq. Probably more. Probably more. Shaq didn't win no championship. He didn't even go to no finals. Yeah, he was dominant, but Christian Laettner, man, was the Sports Illustrated face. So, and then there's Jalen Rose, a little bit of hatred towards Duke and biasness towards Duke, which I'm a Tar Heel fan. I don't like Duke either, but I'm not going to be so ignorant about it that, you know, and so biased about things. I'm just going to try to be honest and tell the truth as much as possible. Jalen Rose ain't telling the truth as much as possible on this. He hates Duke. He was biased against Duke. They beat him in the NCAA tournament. Christian Laettner won two back-to-back NCAA championships, hit the game-winning shot, was on the cover of probably a Sports Illustrated, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's not like – I didn't even know who Shaq was until right before the draft. I knew who Christian Laettner was a year or 2 years before I even knew who Shaq was. Jalen Rose is not, he's being so unauthentic about it, even though Shaq was the better, he was the better pick, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. But he's being very unauthentic because it's not like Christian Laettner was a college scrub. Christian Laettner had, be honest with you, this is how unauthentic he's being about this. Christian Laettner might have the greatest college career of all time. Christian Laettner could argue that he had the greatest college career of all time. Let's keep it moving.
But they made it so that a college player could even get on and gave him favoritism. But this level of, and I got a word for it, Kevin Love is on the team because of tokenism. Don't be scared to make an all-black team representing the United States of America. I'm disappointed by that. Anybody that watched the league this year knows Kevin Love did not have a stellar season, was not the best player on his team, and did not necessarily deserve to be on this squad. And I'm not going to take him off the squad and not put somebody else on it. I'm going to tell you who.
And this is how other unauthentic he is. I got to stop right here. Like they've never had an all-black NBA team starting five. Like most NBA. There's not even that many white dudes in the NBA compared to black dudes. Like, it's like he acts like they've never had all starting five of all black NBA starting five or something. It's like, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot has to do with also that Kevin Love was the elder statesman. He's been to four straight NBA finals. Knows how to win, experience, things of that nature. Like, every player on the Olympic team doesn't have to be like a superstar, all-star caliber player. Some of them can be role players as well. Let's keep it moving.
Spot that should be. That should be a young man that was born in the Bahamas, that is a McDonald's All-American, played in high school and college in Phoenix, Arizona. DeAndre Ayton should have Kevin Love's spot. And I'm disappointed in Team USA for not having the courage to send an all-black team to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, how do we know DeAndre Ayton didn't want his spot? Second of all, DeAndre Ayton isn't just a clear cut. Like, what are we talking? Kevin Love was putting up 30-20 games when he was in Minnesota. Kevin Love was a beast down low on the boards. When has DeAndre Ayton ever put up the numbers that Kevin Love put up when he was on the Minnesota Timberwolves? And Kevin Love was the third best player on a championship team. You see what DeAndre Ayton being the third best player on a championship team got you? No championship. Let's keep it moving.
There's blatant racism on ESPN, okay? And they are wondering, why in the world do people not want to watch these shows? Why are people not tuning in to these shows? It's almost as if they forget that a majority of people in this country are white, right? And you can't just alienate so many people because of their skin color and think that you're going to get people to watch your show. It's just, that's just not how it works.
That's the, like I said before, though, like people are trying to shame people into agreeing with them. And yes, this is another way of alienating half of your consumer base. Like, no business should take a political stance. No business, not even the news media, like, shouldn't take one side. Because then that's the thing. I remember a time when it didn't seem like news outlets just took a political stance. Like, they picked one side over the other. It seemed like they just covered both sides evenly. And I could be wrong about that. But now it's even more blatant than ever. It's just like everywhere you look, everybody's taking a political stance. You know, nobody's willing to play the middle. It's all black and white. No gray areas. ESPN definitely plays the race card more than any other sports media out there, that's for sure. So let's keep it moving.
That's just not how it works. And ESPN and these woke employees are finding out the hard way. Jalen Rose definitely deserved to be fired, right? This guy was an on-air racist. He was openly racist on air. The layoffs come just a week after ESPN Radio canceled the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max show. Both Keyshawn Johnson and Max Kellerman were let go today as well. Okay, so Max Kellerman, who I like to call Marx Kellerman, no surprises here. This guy was also super woke.
What am I to do with my privilege as a white man and as a person on TV with an enormous platform, which, by the way, I benefit from the platform that you built primarily? What am I to do with that power, right? Am I to support the power structure that where
hold on. First of all, it's the platform that Skip Bayless built. And then he brought Stephen A. in, and then they took it to bigger heights. But it's funny how they forget that part, that Skip Bayless actually started this whole debate thing. And I hate Skip Bayless. I can't stand it. I don't want to say hate. Hate is always such a strong word. I really dislike Skip Bayless. Charles Barkley hates Skip Bayless. I really dislike Skip Bayless because Skip Bayless is such a biased debater. He doesn't bring honesty of truth. He doesn't, you know, he's not going to be biased like against his Cowboys at any time. He's always going to side with his Cowboys most of the time. He's always going against LeBron no matter what, damn near. He just has a biased way of debating. I think Chris Broussard is the best. And Rick Bucher's and Chris Broussard are like the two best to me. They just are always honest. They're not gonna have a biased debating view. And Max Kellerman, like, what a clown. Put a red nose on him. Like, let's not forget Skip Bayless built the platform that Stephen A. Smith came on. It took over after Skip Bayless got his big payday over there at Fox. Let's keep it moving.
Injustice is ongoing, or should I speak truth to power using that privilege and that platform? When you say things like,
"Wow,
Colin Kaepernick, who are you as a black man who's been unjustly, and now you're given this opportunity, who are you to ask questions about who the receivers are going to be, why it's last minute, while you can focus on the world we actually live in, where if you wear a Kunta Kinte shirt, the white billionaires aren't going to like it? I am going to talk about the world we ought to live in and bring pressure to bear so that sooner than later we do live in that world where so the hell what someone shows up with a Kunta Kinte shirt. The reason that's significant to people, the reason the white power structure doesn't like it, I understand the sensitivity of Colin Kaepernick. You ain't Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, but you're
saying. But I do understand also that, that when that story was told in that miniseries on the Alex Haley book, people identified with a largely fictional character. This was what people went through.
Yeah, so why are they having these ultra racialized conversations on what is supposed to be a sports network, not a political network?
Yeah.
Who knows? But again, when you
that's why the Paul Pickett podcast is called Music, Sports, Politics, and World Events, because, you know, I'll talk about it all. But when I talk about sports, I'm talking about sports and just sports-related topics, you know, like, I don't try to bring politics into the sports. And, yeah, Max talking about truth, and then he talks about the world we ought to live in. Like, the world that people think we ought to live in is so fairy tale, imaginary, make-believe, where everybody's just holding hands off into the rainbow sunset, you know. No, there's just too many differences with people, too many differences of opinions, too many differences of views. You know, I mean, people can't even agree on what's a man and a woman. I know what it is, but you can't even agree on that nowadays. You're definitely, you're going to have a tough time agreeing on anything. And, you know, I'm not surprised Max Kellerman got fired. I knew that was coming. Jeff Van Gundy was shocking. Didn't really see the need for that, but that definitely means they're trying to trim money. And Jalen Rose, and actually I thought it was going to be J. Will, Max, and Keyshawn. And apparently, Jay Will still has a job, or unless he quit or whatever. But Keyshawn's gone. I thought Keyshawn had some of the worst takes anyways, too. He was a very biased debater. Anything with Lakers, he's never going to be honest. That's the thing. When you're talking about your teams, you got to be honest. Let me talk about the Hornets. I'm going to be honest. I mean, they're crap. They're shit right now, man. I don't know what the hell the Hornets are doing. I'm so disappointed with the Hornets. I'm not going to kiss their asses. But, yeah, goodbye, Max. I didn't like Max Kellerman anyways. I didn't really have a problem with Jalen Rose, even though those two takes, the Kevin Love one, I do have to say is pretty racist. And the Mount Rushmore, I just posted something about it on Facebook. Like, you know, so now we're calling Abraham Lincoln racist. I mean, what the fuck is going on here? What the fuck? Like, if we're going after Abraham Lincoln, then there's no such thing as a hero, a good man. There's nobody that needs to be propped up in society whatsoever. If we're just going to tear down Abraham Lincoln, too, if we're going to put him in the same boat as Robert E. Lee and the Confederates and stuff, well, man, what the fuck is going on here? I mean, we're really screwed if that's the case. You know, so once again, I thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget to check out the Dizzle, DizzleBrand.com, and check out DizzleNova.com. And I'm out.